Hey creators, it's Jade here. I'm your host of The Creator Project and I'm so excited to speak with you today. I really feel like I need to find a new way to maybe open these episodes because don't I always start by saying that I'm really excited to speak with you? But to be honest, guys, it's because it's true. I love my little moments where I can get my microphone out and sit on my couch and have a chat with you about the world of social media and content creation and entrepreneurship. It genuinely gives me so much joy, these solo episodes. So I just want to say thank you for tuning in to another one. I'm talking about something which is very close to my heart. I'm talking about one specific mistake that so many of us, so not you, but us, because I do this sometimes as well, so many of us are making when it comes to our journeys using social media. So it's something that a lot of us fall victim to, and it's something that really holds us back. Like, I have worked with countless creators, social media managers, entrepreneurs, etc., who have let this one mistake either cause them to quit on their dream completely or massively hold them back when it comes to their own progress. So I want to talk about it today because, as always, when something comes up repeatedly within my community, I always want to find a way to talk about it at scale because I just know that if a few people are having this problem, it means a lot of people are having this problem. So it's all about comparison. Now, the mistake that you're making is that you're comparing yourself to others. And I want to dive a little bit deeper into this because the process of comparing yourself to others will manifest itself in so many different ways. So whilst you might hear that and initially think, well, I'm not making that mistake, so this isn't for me. Or maybe you're looking for like a more tangible mistake, like, oh, you're only posting twice a week, you know, like a mistake like that. But honestly, this is one of the biggest mistakes that people are making. And I'm willing to bet that by the end of this episode, you'll realize that you're potentially making this mistake as well. So I want to talk about the ways in which comparison manifests itself so that you can identify it when you are falling victim to it. But then I also want to give you some practical steps and advice of what to do when you feel like you are falling victim to comparison, right? So one of the most common ways that we will compare ourselves when it comes to social media, and one of the most not deadly ways, you know, deadly ways is definitely not the right word. One of the most concerning ways in which we do it, better word there, well done, Jade, is when we compare our stats to others. So can you think back to a time where you uploaded a reel on Instagram, let's say, and it got 1,000 views and you were like, okay, that's pretty good. Maybe your average was 500 views before that point. So you got 1,000 views and you thought, okay, that's actually doing pretty well for me. And then you saw someone else. You saw a peer who has a similar style of content to you. Maybe they have a similar audience size to you. There's something in that person where you see yourself in them as well. So this isn't just any other creator. This is a creator who mirrors you in some way, shape, or form. So whether it's the topic, whether it's the audience size, whether it's when you started your journeys, maybe you both started your journeys at the same time, there's something about that other creator where you can see yourself in them. And then you look at a reel that they recently uploaded and you're like, oh, that got quite a lot of engagement. I wonder how many views this person gets. And this is usually where the spiral begins, because then you go onto their page and you're not going onto their page just because you want to browse their content and, you know, get some value from them. You're going on their page with the core purpose of finding some stats to compare yourself to. A lot of the time you are doing this with the intention of finding something that will make you feel better. I know there's going to be people listening to this who's going to feel so called out, but I want to like go deep. I want to be real here, like what's actually happening and going through your mind when you're doing that process. You're going onto this person's channel because you're trying to find evidence of their content performing the same way that yours does. I'm not saying you're going on there because you're like, I want to see them fail. I'm not saying that. But you want to go on there because you want to be like, okay, well, we're kind of similar in some way. So I just want reassurance that my content is performing in a similar way to theirs, because then I kind of know that I'm not doing anything wrong. Like, this is the monologue and the narrative that you're going to tell yourself. And then you look at their reels and you're like, hold on a minute. They are getting twice as many, three times as many, four times as many views as I'm getting on my reels. And it makes you ask the question, why? You start to do a bit more digging. You start to do more comparisons. You start to try and get more data on them because you're like, what's going on here? Why is their content performing so much better than mine? What's wrong with my content? Maybe I'm not doing something correct. Maybe I'm never going to get this correct. Maybe I should take the fact that this other similar creator is experiencing more success than me. And I'm doing air quotes, but obviously it's a podcast, so you can't see me doing that. But around the word success, I've used air quotes, right? This creator is more successful than me. Maybe that is a sign that I should not be spending energy on this. Maybe this means that social media isn't for me. It's not going to work for my brand or for my business, and I should just give up and focus my areas elsewhere. Do you see how that spiraled so quick? How quickly did that spiral from you uploading a reel and being happy with it? So this story started with you actually being content with the results of that reel, but because of someone else's content and how that's performing, it sent you in a downward spiral and eventually leads to you feeling like maybe you should quit completely, right? Now, the thing is about this process, as I mentioned at the start, you felt happy with the results that you got on that reel. And the reason why you felt happy and content with that was because you was comparing the success of that piece of content to previous content that you've shared. And that is key. That is a great thing to do. You're in competition with yourself, right? You've looked at your previous content and you're like, I'm improving. That's amazing to be in a position where you feel like your content is improving. That's something that a lot of us could only dream of. But because you then compared yourself to someone else, it sent that completely off track and you lost that amazing feeling that you had where you were so proud of yourself. That went away. And instead it was replaced by you feeling insignificant and not sufficient, like you're not enough or you're not doing enough. And these negative thoughts obviously just do an absolute nightmare on your brain and your mindset moving forward, right? The thing is about when you compare yourself to your peers is that it's impossible for you to truly know who is your peer. You are looking at someone else and you're assuming that they are similar to you. And therefore, you're assuming that the only reason why you are seeing less success from them must be because of something that you're doing. Because in your mind, you're assuming that this person you're comparing yourself to, that they are in the exact same boat as you. And everything else that's going on with their channel is the same as yours, right? So therefore, if there's going to be discrepancies between how well their content is performing and how well your content is performing, it must be to do with you and your content and who you are as a person or what your brand is or what your product is. You make it mean something more than it actually means. The reason why it doesn't mean this is because it's impossible for you to know enough information about these creators to know whether or not you're truly on what you're seeing as a level playing field. Again, using air quotes, a level playing field. It is impossible for you to know this. Even if you know the creator personally, even if they're your friend, do you know how hard it is for you to actually figure out just how even you are in terms of everything that goes into your social media accounts? It's almost impossible. So let me explain this a little bit further. For example, you might know of a creator who started their journey at the same time as you, but they're growing a lot quicker and you're confused as to why. You're starting to say that you're starting to give it meaning to do with yourself. You don't know if that creator is paying for ads on Instagram, which isn't a bad thing, by the way. This isn't like it's not like a scammy thing that you do. I did a bunch of live events recently and we have like a Q&A at the end. And so many people ask me like, is it bad to run ads? Like, is it like a scammy thing to run ads? And I was like, no, not at all. It's not a bad thing. So that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is someone could be growing quicker than you because they might be running ads. So they might be investing money in their account to get their content out there. This doesn't always work. And actually you'll learn, if anyone out there who's trialing ads at the minute, it can be a bit of a pay to play space, which basically means that like when you invest a lot of money in your ads, that's usually when you can start to see a good return. But for a lot of people, they don't see a good return until they're investing a lot of money. So this isn't a promo for running ads. It's a complicated thing. And you've got to make that decision knowing a lot more information. It has to be an informed decision. But someone might be running ads. They might even have an agency who's running their ads. So they might have recruited someone for £10,000 a month to run their Facebook ads. They might have enrolled in a course to learn how to run them themselves, and that course cost them 10 grand, right? All of this to say is that a lot of resource may have gone into them getting their content out there, and that could be a big reason for it. A lot of people don't realize that when you look at someone's reels, for example, we're not focusing on Instagram. This whole conversation is relevant to any social media platform. It's just that reels and Instagram keeps on coming to mind. But let's say your reels, for example, a lot of people don't realize that if you've run an ad behind that reel, so if you've pushed that reel out to more people as a result of putting money behind it, that is going to impact the amount of views that you get, obviously, because you're paying to get more views. Now, when you review someone else's reels and you look at their performance, there is no way of you knowing whether or not that reel had money behind it and ran as an ad at some point. I have reels that I created in collaboration with brands, and then they ran an ad behind that reel. So basically, I created the content with a brand, and then they invested money to push that content out to a broader audience. So some of those reels have millions of views on them. And you could look at my content and look at that and be like, hold on a minute. How comes Jade's getting like 3 million views on her reels? I start at the same time as Jade. I create similar content to Jade. You know, you could become, I have a similar camera to Jade. You can have all these similarities with my content and me and be comparing yourself and be like, I don't understand what's going on. Like, what am I missing a trick here? And the answer is yes, you are missing a trick because there was an ad behind that reel and that's why it got so many views. So you can't compare yourself for that reason. You also don't know if the creator who you are assuming is on the same playing field as you, you don't know if they have celebrity friends or other creator friends who are sharing their content and that's what's helping them reach more people. Maybe they have other social media platforms which they're using to cross promote and that's what's helping them reach more people, right? And maybe, just maybe guys, because this happens too, maybe they just got lucky with the algorithm. That happens sometimes. Do not get me wrong. I rarely see a piece of content that is performing well organically, which means there's no paid behind it. It's just performing well. I rarely see a piece of content like that on any social media platform that isn't good. Like, it's usually good, right? So you still need to create good quality content and be doing all the things. If you want the chance for your content to go viral or to be picked up by an algorithm, it still has to be good. It still has to be valuable to your audience. But the way social media works is that you can create loads of content which is like that, and it might not get picked up by the algorithm and it might not go viral. It's impossible to go viral with a bad piece of content, but just because your content is good doesn't mean that you're guaranteed to go viral. That is just how social media works. And that's why we still put so much energy into creating good quality, valuable content, so that if we get lucky one day and the algorithm picks up our content, we're going to get the benefits of going viral because it's a good quality piece of content, right? But there's no guarantee that that's going to happen. So you could be comparing yourself to another creator who produces content that's just as valuable as yours, and both of your content is at a similar quality level, and they might be going viral right now, and you might make that mean more about yourself than it does. And what it could actually mean is that they got lucky with the algorithm and it picked their content up. And if you get lucky, you'll experience the same thing, right? But they may not have done anything different to get that or better than you to get that. They just got lucky. Luck is an important part of like everyone's journey that I think we always need to like acknowledge. A percentage of your future success will be down to luck. For some people, it's a big percentage. For some, it's like 5%, but there'll always be a little bit of luck sprinkled in there. The good news is, I believe all of us will experience and benefit from some luck at some point in our journeys. It might not be in the form of going viral. It could be in a different form completely. But look, you can't control luck. It just happens to some of us and it happens at certain times. There's nothing we can do to control it. Guys, I'm interrupting my own podcast. I know how rude of me, but I just need to tell you about something. So you may not know this, but there are hundreds of creators who are currently growing their online audience. Yes, even on a social media platform like Instagram, they're earning hundreds, if not thousands of pounds per month through social media alone. And they are creating better content while spending less time on content creation. I know that sounds like that's not possible, but I'm here to tell you that it 100% is. And they're doing all of this with the help of The Collective. Now, The Creator Project Collective is our digital membership and mobile app, which is responsible for so many creators fast-tracking their journey. We're able to help creators do this by offering continuous support, whether it's bi-weekly coaching opportunities with guest experts, or simply giving creators the opportunity to get their burning questions answered. Creators are also getting access to an entire library of master classes, including deep dives into topics such such as how to work with brands, how to diversify your income, or how to really grow on YouTube, all the way through to our quick bites, which are mini lessons where we answer your questions in 5 minutes or less. We're also helping creators grow, and we're doing this by giving them the opportunity to collaborate with other content creators and also giving them promotional opportunities to help spread the word of their content as well. And speaking of collaborations, we also send weekly brand partnership opportunities directly to creators so they don't need to waste any time trying to figure out where their next brand partnership is going to come from. Honestly, there's so much more, but I know that you're keen to get back to the episode. So I recommend that you head to the link in the show notes, join the collective. It only takes a few minutes and then you'll have every single thing that you need to grow an audience and earn an income. Thank me later. So the other way that comparison might manifest itself, because you might have listened to that and thought, okay, I don't do that very often. And I'm not going to lie to you. I don't really believe you. I think a lot of people do that. Some people really lose themselves to comparing themselves to others in that way. Others might have a wobble and do it every now and again, and it's a lot less frequent, but I think a lot of people do it. So don't feel bad if you definitely do that. But another way in which comparison really manifests itself is when you compare yourself to someone who's further along in their journey. And this is a really nuanced conversation, as is everything, to be honest. This is a nuanced conversation because it can be very, very useful to find someone who is further along in their journey, who is where you want to be, and to study them. Like, that could be super, super useful from time to time. The same way studying someone who's your peer could be useful, because that's like competitor analysis, right? So when you do these things properly, they can be really useful. You can learn a lot of stuff from them. But for today's conversation, I'm talking about when it's not useful. And when you're comparing yourself to someone else who's further along in their journey, it can often lead you astray in so many different ways. For example, you find a creator who has been in the game for 10 years and you start to compare yourself to them and you start to mimic some of the things that they're doing. Now, I'm not saying that you're copying them and you're just ripping off their content. I'm not saying that, but I am saying that you're starting to be inspired by their strategy. So maybe you notice that this person only posts twice a week. Or maybe you notice that this person is on YouTube, for example, and their thumbnails is just a photo of themselves. They don't have anything else on their thumbnails. You're noticing things that this person does that most people tell you that you should not be doing. And you're leaning towards wanting to copy the successful person for two reasons. One reason is that usually it looks a bit easier because you're like, oh, they don't do anything extra with their thumbnails. Why can't I just copy them there? Or like, they only post twice a week. Why do I have to post more? So that's one reason. And another reason is because you've convinced yourself that if they're seeing so much success, their videos are getting millions of views. You're like, well, it's working for them and they know what they're doing. They've been doing this for a while. So maybe I should do something similar. The problem here, guys, is that they are in a completely different season to you. Completely different season, right? You might be in your first season of your career, which means actually you probably need to share more content than normal because you're practicing the process of creating content. So actually maybe two posts per week on TikTok is not enough for you. You need to be posting every day just simply so that you can get used to posting and really feed that algorithm, for example. Maybe if we take the thumbnail example on YouTube, and if you're not a YouTuber, a thumbnail is like, you know, the little images that you see when you're browsing YouTube, they're like little adverts for all the videos, right? If you are new to YouTube and you see that another creator only uploads like a photo of themselves as a thumbnail and you're like, well, maybe I should do that. They can get away with doing that because they're well known, because they're famous, because people see their face on a thumbnail and they're like, sold. That's all I need to see to watch this person's YouTube video because they're so well known and their face is so recognizable. And you might not be there yet. Having your face as your thumbnail, as beautiful as your face is, it was not necessarily going to be enough to make someone think, okay, I need to stop what I'm doing and watch this video, because they don't know you yet. They have no reason to want to watch your video simply as a result of seeing your beautiful face. In addition to that, in that example, you're comparing yourself to someone who's been in the game for 10 years. Let's just take a second to think back to what the world was like, specifically the world of social media 10 years ago, because it was a different place. TikTok wasn't a thing. Reels weren't a thing. Video wasn't even that, like, video was exclusively for YouTube at the time. Like, it was a very different landscape. So you being on Instagram and comparing yourself to your favorite fashion creator who has been on Instagram since 2016 is not going to do any of us favors, because they grew in a completely different world to the one that you are trying to grow in, right? they use different strategies, they use different tactics, and that worked for them at that time. The same way in 10 years' time, someone's going to look at you and think, okay, well, this is what they're doing, so maybe I should do it. And they shouldn't, because you grew in a different time to when they grew. So what they need to do to grow in 2034 is so different to what you need to grow in 2024, right? Other things to keep in mind when you're comparing yourself to someone who's further along than you: the resources that they have available. They might have a team behind them, and that's why they're able to create such high quality content and so much of it, right? They might have some wild kit, like a £4,000 camera and a 10 grand lens, and you're asking yourself why you can't create the same quality of content using your iPhone. No hate, of course you can create great content on your iPhone, but don't sit there and get yourself down at the fact that it doesn't look the same as this person's video content when they used a £15,000 piece of kit. Do you know what I mean? You don't want to compare your day one to someone's day 450. I have a friend who's looking to get into YouTube, and we were talking about it. And she said to me, like, okay, like, I was thinking I need to get a video editor and I need to get a camera and all this stuff. And I was like, why? And she was like, well, I was looking at your content and I was thinking, like, that's the standard that I need to start at. And then I had to remind her that my first 6 months worth of videos were filmed on my phone with me not looking directly at the camera lens. I wasn't even using the back lens of my phone. I was using the front lens, which is significantly lower quality. And I didn't have a microphone. It was just my phone. And I was just talking to the camera. And that was enough to get me going. And then over time, I've upgraded my kit. And you know what? I'll continue to do that. And at no point should someone compare where I'm at the moment or in the future to where they need to be on day one or even day 100. So what should you do when you feel yourself slipping into the good old habit of comparing yourself to others? The most important thing is to be hyper alert of when you're doing this. This is the most important thing, because when you're not aware of when you're doing it, or when it becomes such a habit that you don't even stop to think, hold on a minute, I'm comparing myself to someone, that is when it's very difficult for you to get control of it, because you're not aware of it when it's happening. So the first thing is to start to become super attuned with yourself and become hyper aware of when you're falling victim to comparison. When that happens, I want you to stop and reflect on what you think triggered you to do this. So you know the example that we used at the start? It was the process of the creator reflecting on the own performance of the reel and then seeking other people's content to compare the performance of their reel to, right? So think about things that you did before you started comparing yourself and just as you started comparing yourself to someone else, because those are going to give you some insight into what signals and triggers will actually get you to the point where you want to compare yourself. And once you're aware of what those triggers are, you can start to minimize them. Also, if you're a journaler, or even if you've just considered getting into journaling, this is a great time to do like a quick journal entry when you find yourself comparing yourself to someone else. Just grab a piece of paper, open up a notepad on your laptop, whatever it is, and just write everything you're thinking in that moment. And I don't want you to write what you think you should be writing. I want you to be very honest and raw. So if you feel in that moment that you're not good enough because you just compared yourself to someone, I want you to write all of that down and just continue writing until you feel like you got it out. So think of it as like a bit of a purge of those negative thoughts that seeped their way into your mindset as a result of comparison. Think of a way as purging it out. A lot of the time when you do this and you reflect back on it, you'll realize, wow, none of this stuff that I wrote down is true. And that's a super powerful realization for you to have. Also, another thing that I recommend you do is to review what you feel grateful for. So if you feel yourself slipping into some comparison, stop, do the steps that I just mentioned, and pick one thing that you're grateful for in regards to your social media channels. It could be something as big as the fact that you're grateful that you have access to social media, that you have internet access, that social media is free at the moment, right? That it could be something as big as that, or it could be something as specific as you're grateful for the DM that you received earlier that day from a lovely follower who loves your work, right? Think about that and try and focus yourself on that. And once you do that, hopefully that will help you refocus in general and move on to your next steps with a more healthy mindset moving forward. Okay, guys, I have absolutely loved discussing this topic with you today because, as I said, so many people suffer from comparison. And when we know how to identify it and we know some things that we could do to try and get it in check, it's just going to make the process of trying to achieve our goals on social media so much more enjoyable. Thank you so much for listening, as always. I cannot wait to speak with you again in the next episode. You've just listened to an episode of The Creator Project. We upload new episodes every single week, so if you've not hit that subscribe or follow button yet, then what are you doing? Be sure to hit subscribe or follow before you leave so that you don't miss out on our new content. If you feel like supporting our podcast, we would absolutely love it if you could leave us a review and share our podcast with someone else who might get value from it. Don't forget to hit us up on our socials. Links can be found in the show notes. Thanks again. We'll speak soon.